morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor with the Print, and today I will tell you the highlights of BJP's manifesto for the Lok Sabha elections. Implementation of a uniform civil code, one nation, one election, and expanding the Ayushman Bharat scheme to cover all citizens above the age of 70 are some of the key promises made by the Bharatiya Janata Party in its manifesto for the Lok Sabha elections, which was released Sunday, just days before the first phase of polling. The manifesto, Sankalp Patra, as the BJP likes to call it, was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who said it focuses on empowering women, the poor, young people and farmers, the four groups he has been characterizing as the four castes that need to be empowered. Party President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and other senior party leaders were present at the launch of the manifesto at the BJP's headquarters in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, PM Modi said the entire country eagerly waits for the BJP Sankalp Patra. There is a big reason for this. In the last 10 years, the BJP has fulfilled each and every promise it made. Singh, the manifesto committee's chairperson, said the BJP's manifesto was seen as the gold standard in world politics. The committee had received over 15 lakh suggestions, Rajnath Singh added. The print gives you the key announcements in short. Number one, bringing in uniform civil code. The BJP has promised to bring in the much-debated uniform civil code if voted to power. It says that the Article 44 of the Constitution lists uniform civil code as one of the directed principles of state policy. It further said that BJP believes that there cannot be gender equality till such time as Bharat adopts a uniform civil code which protects the rights of all women. And the BJP reiterates its stand to draw a uniform civil code drawing upon the best traditions and harmonizing them with the modern themes. Number two, the Modi government had set up a committee led by former President Ram Nath Kovind to look into the feasibility of conducting general and state simultaneous elections, and the panel outlined a mechanism to implement this in its report submitted to President Draupadi Murmu last month. In its Sankalp Patra, the BJP referred to this and said it would work towards the implementation of the recommendations of the committee. Number three, introducing common electoral roll. The party has said it would make provisions for a common electoral roll for all levels of elections, also part of the mechanism outlined by the Kovind-led panel on simultaneous polls. 3 crore Lakhpati Didis. The Prime Minister during his speech said his government had empowered 1 crore rural women to become Lakhpati Didis, a scheme aiming to encourage women to start micro enterprises within their villages and train them so that they can earn at least 1 lakh rupees per annum per household. Now the party has pledged to empower 3 crore rural women to become Lakhpati Didis. It said, Ayushman for senior citizens. The BJP has promised to expand the Ayushman Bharat Yojana to cover senior citizens and provide them access to free quality health care. Every senior citizen above the age of 70 years, whether poor, middle class or upper middle class, will get free treatment worth up to rupees 5 lakh. Ensuring robust infrastructure along Indochina, Indo-Pakistan and Indo-Myanmar borders was also part of the manifesto of the BJP. The BJP has said that it aims to create better infrastructure along India's various international borders. The manifesto said that the gross neglect by previous governments resulted in poor infrastructure in border areas. And I quote, we have corrected this grave error and started constructing roads, railway, telecom towers, optical fiber cables and electricity networks. It then said we will accelerate the development of robust infrastructure along the Indochina, Indo-Pakistan and Indo-Myanmar borders and will introduce technological solutions on fenced portions to make fencing smarter. Establishing facilities for drivers along national highways. The BJP has also said that it will introduce a new scheme for truck drivers under which modern facilities will be developed along the national highway. In his speech too, Modi had highlighted how this was much needed to ensure the drivers get to rest. Preserving and promoting the legacy of Lord Ram, the BJP in its manifesto said that the Ramayana is celebrated across the world, particularly in South and Southeast Asia. The BJP said it will launch a global outreach program for documenting and promoting the tangible and intangible legacy of Lord Ram in all countries. And I quote, we will celebrate Ramayana Utsav with great fervor across the globe to commemorate the Pran Pratishtha of Ram Lala. Unquote, it said, referring to the consecration of the idol at the Ram Temple in Ayodhya in January. Global certification for yoga. The party has said it would facilitate yoga and Ayurveda institutes in all the major countries to provide certified courses. It also said, we will also establish a globally recognized certification mechanism for yoga and Ayurveda. Launch of Gaganyaan. The manifesto has referred to the planned launch of Gaganyaan, India's first human space flight mission. It also talked about two projects the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, ISRO, has in the works, landing an astronaut on the moon by 2040 and establishing India's first space station, the Bharatiya Antariksha Station, by 2035, and further pledge to operationalize a second launch complex. Krishi Infrastructure Mission. For farmers, the BJP has promised to launch a Krishi Infrastructure Mission for integrated planning and coordinated implementation of agri infrastructure projects like storage facilities, irrigation, grading and storing units, cold storage facilities and food processing, among others. 2036 Olympic. The BJP has promised to facilitate a bid by the Indian Olympic Association to host the Olympic Games in 2036 and also to develop sports infrastructure like stadiums and state-of-the-art training centers to host major international sporting events. Paper leaks. In February, Parliament had passed a law aiming to curb malpractices and question paper leak in public examination called the Public Examination Prevention of Unfair Act 2024. Referring to this, the manifesto said, and I quote, we will strictly implement this law to ensure strict punishment to those playing with the future of our youth, unquote. It further said that it would help states that request support in conducting recruitment examinations by extending central government capacity. Satellite town. The BJP has said it would encourage the creation of new satellite townships near metro cities across India through a combination of reforms and policy initiatives. Making Bharat a manufacturing hub, creating jobs, also figured in the manifesto. Apart from this, welfare of transgenders. Under this head, the BJP has promised to expand the network of Garima Grahs for transgender people. One Nation, One Student Card is also part of the party manifesto. The BJP has promised to implement One Nation, One Student ID, referring to the APAR ID that has already been launched and envisioned in the National Education Policy 2020. This links all a student's academic learnings, credentials and credit earned from different resources and credits earned from different sources, including ones related to areas like sports and social work. Free electricity through solar. The BJP has promised to provide free electricity to poor households under PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, a scheme launched earlier this year to provide subsidies to install rooftop solar panels. Real estate sector. The BJP has promised to strengthen the Real Estate Regulation and Development Act 2016, which has, it said, helped make the real estate sector in Bharat more transparent and citizen-friendly than ever before. The BJP has also promised to build 3 crore more houses for the poor and to work at a fast pace to provide households with affordable piped gas. That's all I have for you right now. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you.